Have you heard of Bloom Stories? They offer intimate audio stories, guides, and audiobooks, and they have everything you could want for every mood. Bloom has over 1,000 steamy stories and audiobooks, with new stuff released every Friday. Creating an account is free at bloomstories.com. Listen to some of the free episodes, and if you want to upgrade to premium to unlock all stories, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Massage You, written and read by Cheryl Blue. The candle was lit. The wick crackled and the wax melted gently, dripping slowly down its sides in long, intentional streaks. Shadows hit the wall in front of me. Candlelight was the only light in this room. We were both naked. Sensual mood activated. As I sat straddled across his back, both of my thighs pressed firmly against each of his butt cheeks, I reached for the bottle of oil, poured a generous amount in my palm, and rubbed my hands together. I felt the oil warm slightly. I leant forward and allowed my hands to connect with his back. I began to rub the oil into his skin. Deep strokes followed by gentler ones. Working through his shoulders, down his back and up again, he let out a deep groan every time the deepness of my massage met his neck. That's where all his tension lay, so I focused on that for a minute. I worked my fingers, used my palms, loosened the knots. The throaty sounds of appreciation let me know I was hitting the right spot. After a few more minutes, I told him to sit up, feet on the floor, back to me. He did. I kneeled behind him. I poured more oil, this time directly to his skin. I let the oil trickle down the front of his shoulders, heading towards his chest. I leaned over him, my bare breasts pressed against his back. I caught the oil just below his nipples. I rubbed it into his skin, then drew my palms up, massaging his pecs at the same time. He liked that, so I continued. Every time I moved to massage him, my body pushed more deeply against his body. My massage motion made it feel as though my breasts were massaging his back. He was getting a double helping. And he was turned on. Visibly. I wanted to help him with that. So I ran my hands down his arms as I manoeuvred from behind him and edged my way off the bed. I dropped down in front of him, placed my hand on his thighs, and began to massage them. Within seconds, his head had fallen back. His body followed shortly afterwards, and despite the fact that lighting was limited, I liked what I saw, an outline of him lying back, his hard cock standing to attention, flexing sporadically, me in front of him, massaging his thighs, inner and outer, naked. I was turned on too. I worked up from his thighs, slowly, deeply, until my hands met at his hardness. I stroked him gently, then applied more pressure until it became a full-on wank. He sat back up. He wanted to see the state of himself. He wanted to see his solid erection. He was impressed with himself, I could tell. His right hand gripped his cock. He gave himself two strokes, then told me to stand up. I did. Remaining seated on the bed, he pulled me towards him. His face was level with my pussy. Within seconds, his tongue probed me. Safe to say, the massage part was over. If you like this, you can find more of my work at tintedblue.com or hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.